Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are we going to waste any time talking about skiing? Or no, not really.
I don't know.
It's a piece.
What's there to say about skiing?
It's topical because people are skiing. This, of course, being the Easter broadcast, no one's going to listen. Does anyone listen to podcasts at Good Friday, Ben?
Yeah. Well, when they're driving down to their wherever they're going, where they're stuck in a massive traffic jam.
All our listeners have houses in the country.
They do, let's face it.
And like us, they're all leaving today, Wednesday. Because they don't want to be stuck in the traffic on Thursday.
Wait, I thought we were leaving today because nobody was going to be travelling today. Other people do have to have, you know, have like jobs.
Nobody on the M40 except Giles Corran has no idea, listeners. All guffawing as they listened.
There was a thing we thought might be a little game. Because look, the fact is the Corran family is disembarking for Gloucestershire today, Wednesday.
That's not what disembarking means. Embarking. If you disembark, you get off of like a boat.
Damn you. This will be removed from the... disemboweling? We're disemboweling.
We're decamping.
We're disenfranchising for... What did I say?
So disembarking.
So the fact is, the great MacGuffin of the last seven episodes, we've done about 80 episodes of this thing. Esther rifles through the papers to find an idea for my column. The fact is, I've already done my column.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't really face heading off to Gloucestershire for sort of bucolic Easter weekend, Easter egg hunts. Have you got Easter eggs?
Not yet.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah, I think Auntie Hannah's bringing them on Monday. Do we want to have an Easter egg hunt on Sunday as well?
Jesus has risen and fucked off to Damascus by Monday. You can't. You've got to do it on Sunday.
You want to do it on Sunday? Well, if you want to do it on Sunday, that's fine. There will be no shortage of Easter eggs in Gloucestershire.
Do they have them out there?
They do.
They're made from chocolate flavouring. I don't think they've got real chocolate
turnips.
Out there. Turnips.
No, I bought their big Easter eggs because I don't trust them not to run out. So I bought their big mini eggs, Easter eggs, and they're in the coat room. So can you... They're hiding in the coat room. I mean, they're not hiding. I hid them in the coat room. So can you please...
Easter bunny hid them in the coat room. And when we get to the barn and there's no chocolate eggs, that fucking bunny hid them. So they're coming with us with also the cricket bales and the typewriter. Because
the cricket bales.
We're not a weird family at all.
No, but the cricket bale, I don't... You and Sam are so horribly and weirdly dismissive about using cricket bales on the stumps. It's fine, whatever.
So Ben, I've got these lovely cricket stumps, you know, proper wooden, da-poing, you know, on the spring, which go twang when you hit them. And we've had them at the barn forever and we play a lot of cricket when we're down there and Sam bowls at them. But the bales have been for 20 years in the drawer of my desk. And every time we go and play cricket, Esther has a flip out that we haven't got the bales on.
Why would you like... It's like...
It's practice. You don't have bales on twangy stumps. I think the bales are a gimmick.
I just don't think we've been married anymore.
Did you know that until like 80... Really?
No, I'm joking. But I don't like...
Oh, I spied a chance. I can have all the Easter eggs. Wait a minute. Sorry, did I miss something? I can go on my own to the barn? Do you know until the
stuff? You don't even like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate. The bales on the stumps were quite late. They were really until about 1780. There were only two stumps.
Right. Because why would you have three?
Well, because the ball kept going between the stumps, and so W.G. Case would go, "Well, that's not outed. We didn't hit the bales," and they went. There aren't any bales, sir. They haven't been invented yet. So they put the middle stump in, and they talk like that.
Please write one of those columns. Those are my favourites.
I did cricket on Tuesday. Did you read my column on Tuesday?
Nope.
No, it's about cricket. It's about cricket tea. Yeah, did you really not read it?
I skimmed it. It was boring.
Okay, sometimes. What am I going to write about this week then?
Okay, fine.
Just to point out before we get on to that.
Yeah.
That what I was going to say. Sorry. expected. I thought I would have a really bad snot inhaling moment rather
than
you.
He's going to die and then I can have all the Easter eggs and I do like chocolate.
Yeah, so I've done my column already because I want to go off and have a nice time. So I've already written my column.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a pretend Giles Corran has no idea because Giles Corran had an idea, fuck you, wrote it yesterday.
We're going to have an end of term. We're going to have an Easter quiz.
Okay, so the quiz is...
I have to guess what it is that you've written your column about.
Because it's all about me. Even though Esther's got a column too. Esther's written a column. It's already been in the paper, but we have this embarrassing...
Yes, but I get to just write about an actual issue and you have to... Well, you feel like you have to tell jokes. I mean, you don't really.
I do have to tell jokes. I have to be funny.
You don't. I do.
If you want something that isn't funny, you read Hugo, you know? They've got to...
Hugo's actually quite funny.
Hugo won Best in Humour Award 20, whenever it was, and I was runner-up. So that shows that prizes are fucked.
Fine.
So anyway, we're going to discuss these ideas, and we've got some really good ideas.
And I genuinely...
And look, if one of them's so good that I have to write it, because I just can't not...
You can write it on Thursday.
I'll do that instead, or I'll do it for next week, or I'll do it, you know, I'll write it on Thursday. But I have written a column...
I genuinely have no idea what it is.
And she doesn't care, and she won't read it when it's in the paper.
No, I won't.
But if Esther manages to guess,
okay,
what my column is, and then a noise will sound, it will go oofafu.
Okay.
Is that what they used to do, wasn't it? Anyway, so
is it about lockdown parties?
No. Hang on about, I've got to just remind myself what it's about, because I wrote it yesterday and it's already gone out of my head, so...
You didn't write it yesterday, you wrote it on Monday.
No, on Monday I wrote my column for Tuesday.
All right.
And in the afternoon I wrote my restaurant review. All right. And then on Tuesday morning I wrote my... I did my entire work in about 6 days. Quality stuff this week. Yeah. But the fact is it's Easter, nobody buys the paper.
Quality
stuff. So just if you're taking a break from the Times this week, now would be... If you want to cancel your subscription because you can't afford it anymore, cancel it now.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing... I've done some pretty swift...
I'm not even in the paper this week, so no point in reading it, really. You have to write down what it is.
No, I'm writing down something else. Right, okay. Boom. Fire away. What have you got for me? Column time. Okay. Shall we do Boris and Rishi?
I thought the deal was that I was going to guess what your column is
about. Or maybe I've done Boris and Rishi, sorry.
Well, exactly.
That's a really bad go.
Have you done parties, Boris? Wait, no, I know what you've done.
What?
You've done Rishi's too rich to be a chancellor, haven't you? No.
I'm not interested in parties.
So when we're doing this guessing game, also...
Okay, you say,
yeah.
Have you written about parties? Our survey says...
No, but you're then supposed to say, but what would I have written about parties? Okay, so have you written about...
But look, let's talk about... But look.
What? Yeah, go on.
Well, because I think the part... Do you know, here's the interesting party thing.
Yes.
Might be interesting party thing.
I don't believe that there is an interesting aspect to the party thing.
Okay, so whether or not should they resign, as we speak on Wednesday, they decided not to resign. A week hasn't been a long time in politics for quite a while, because the whole time Boris has been in, it's been quite a short time in politics, in the sense that none of the bad things have changed anything. Mm. And when they say a week's a long time in politics, they mean everything could have changed by tomorrow, and it hasn't. But this is Wednesday, and at the moment, Boris and Rishi have said they're not going to resign. Rishi apparently wrestled with it last night and wanted...
I thought the reporting of that was quite... I don't know. I thought it was really negative. I thought it made Rishi look like a hand-wringing loser. But I wonder if that was the intention of the leak or the...
Who's briefing what? Apparently, Rishi wanted to resign out of principle. Yeah. But if he'd resigned, that would have compelled Boris to resign, which would have made it look as if Rishi had made a play. It would also make it impossible for Rishi to become prime minister later. They claim to know that apparently 7 hours he wrestled with, like Jacob and the angel. Rishi wrestled with his conscience.
I wonder if Rishi sort of wanted that to be public in his kind of like, look how much work I've done. Kind of thing. I did 8 hours of wrestling with my conscience, and I have decided that I'm not going to resign. But I did think about it very hard. I think maybe is it that
I think Rishi said, "I can't decide whether to resign. I'm just going to go and count all my money." Hang about, riffle. Came back 7 hours later. Now, fuck it, I'm going to stay. Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
No, I thought what was interesting is it's whether should they resign. Is it a big enough deal for them to resign? Now, a lot of MPs are now saying. So the Daily Mail have caused scandal on social media today. They've even I. Looked at the Daily Mail this morning and I thought, hello.
Boris was there for 9 minutes, Carrie less than five. The birthday cake never left its Tupperware box, and last night the PM rightly apologised. As the left howls for resignations over Met's £50 COVID fines, big headline, don't they know there's a war on?
And say that this has caused a stir on social media.
Well, they're just so annoyed, because this is what Boris wants people to do. The Ukraine has happened, he went to...
What, the right-wing Daily Mail who supports Boris is supporting Boris?
No, they haven't always supported Boris completely unquestioningly. But the narrative that... Because a lot of Tories wanted Boris to resign. In the last 6 months, a lot of Tories wanted him to go because they thought he brought the parliament into disrepute, Tories into disrepute. He's lied, he's now committed a crime. And what a lot of the Tory MPs now have all changed their mind and say Boris doesn't have to resign. And then they're drawing parallels, and this is what inspired me. Mm. They're drawing parallels with a parking ticket. Okay, so what Boris and Rishi have both had is they've been issued with a PCN.
Have they?
Yeah, they've paid the fine and they've apologised. And so wait, and the question is, wait, because this is my joke.
Okay.
No, you can make it. It's fine. But they he paid the PCN. And Boris is going, oh, I didn't really know. I didn't know it was a. I was only there for 9 minutes. I didn't know it was actually a party. I paid the PCN. Let's move on. And the MPs are going, it's just like a parking ticket. You wouldn't resign over a parking ticket. Where do you think I want to go with that?
All of your hundreds of parking tickets.
But what's my point about Boris and Rishi, what they should do?
Oh, that you contest it.
Contest the PCN. Yeah. That's the point. So don't go to Parliament and go, oh, I was only there for 9 minutes. Write a fucking letter.
Yeah.
Bury them in paperwork. Yeah. Write back. If you're Boris Johnson and you write back, thank you very much for your PCN of the thing. In accordance with the, okay, first rule, you go, thank you very much for your parking ticket. Your warden, brackets, number, whatever, has done a wonderful job in the thing. But in accordance with Road Traffic Act 1981, I wonder, was he wearing his hat at the time? Mm-hmm. Because as we all know, if you issue a parking ticket while not wearing a traffic warden's hat, unless you're a Sikh who are exempt if they're wearing a turban, then the ticket doesn't count. So all I'm saying is when Boris got this PCN and Rishi, they should immediately write back and say, I'm writing to contest this PCN. When you get it online now, when you can do it all online, and it says pay PCN click or contest PCN, who pays? Who pays when it's just a click? Give your reasons, righty-righty. Yeah, I know you pay them.
Me.
Because you're a fucking Muppet. Eamon Holmes.
Oh, yes.
You think I wrote about this?
Do I think that you wrote about Eamon Holmes'
newfound
love of swearing?
Eamon, I love to swear. It helps ease my chronic pain. He may not be able to use offensive words on television as a presenter, but Eamon Holmes loves to swear. The GB News host, 62, told of his battle with chronic back pain, blah, blah, blah. Now he's revealed that using swear words helps him to deal with the agony. Writing in Best magazine. I mean, it's a big whole thing they've got here. He's a TV presenter. Ish, he's on GB News. And now it's writing in Best magazine. Holmes says, swearing has got a bad reputation, which I personally think it doesn't deserve. I have to be honest, I like a swear or two or three. it makes me feel better. How can anyone deal with pain without swearing? So
is that why you swear so much? Because you're in chronic emotional pain.
Chronic emotional pain?
Yeah.
I don't
but
swear.
Not in chronic pain.
Do I swear a lot?
You swear so much.
Okay, so I have a bit of a reputation for swearing, although funnily, I don't do it in the papers and I don't do it on the BBC, so I don't know. I used to be on social media, I guess, and I used to swear there. But so I'm thought of as very sweary. So there's a swearing piece.
Yeah.
So swearing, I'm actually not in chronic back pain, but here's 50 other very good reasons to swear.
I wrote a newsletter, and one of my grannies who loves me, I'm very popular with grands, with young grannies, she left a message. She wrote a comment saying, I sent this to my family WhatsApp group and they replied with one word, language! Exclamation mark. I thought, what's she talking about? Language. And I went through the newsletter and it was absolutely full of swear words.
When you say newsletter, this is your...
Substack. Yeah. It is just full of swearing. And I didn't even notice when I was writing it that it's just full of swearing. It's just one of those things. We're just very sweary people.
Yeah.
I was always thought of as a very sweary person before we got together. And then we got together. So our swearing is sort of like cubed.
But look, no, here's the column that I might have done. No, I haven't. But I mean, I still could if I find a better idea and have nothing else to do. I could write the column, other occasions when it's very important to swear.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you drop a raisin on your toe and it's shit.
Raisins
C-word, can, F-word.
Big raisin it was.
Yeah.
It's more of a grape.
No, it's...
Oh, big, shit! Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, in praise
you
of swearing.
When you approached me, I think last year, and said, shall I go on I'm a Celebrity? I said, if you cannot say the C-word or the F-word for 24 hours, I'll think about it.
Okay, Why is that the criteria? Because look, we haven't said that. Yes, so I'm a celebrity.
They
occasionally ask me, and then they've asked me 2 years in a row. And so this year, I said I'd go and talk to them because I'm quite interested, because they paid Jordan $500,000 to go on. I'm quite interested if they go, how does £7.50 sound?
Yeah.
I assume that they have to have a middle-aged, right-wing, white, irritable twat.
Mm-hmm.
And they've basically used them all.
Used them all up.
And or they haven't, didn't they? They want to talk to me. Do I want...
And all girls have wised up to it, weirdly.
Yeah, and maybe... And I've always not done it on the principle that my career I didn't feel was in such doldrums that I needed to do it. But now... You know,
I don't think anymore it's a doldrummy thing at all. There's that lovely boy who does Capital FM Breakfast, and he's the child of one of the
Kemps. Ronan Kemp,
who's wonderful and great and has a wonderful career, and then went to do I'm a Celebrity. You're not allowed to do it.
The mistake people make about going on I'm a Celebrity is these people go on and think people who are generally not loved go on there in the hope of showing who they really are and becoming a loved person.
Yeah, but isn't that what you'll do? What are you
doing? I've fallen into that trap of believing that when they see the real me, they'll love me.
No. No, darling. No, no, no. No.
I've
seen the real you and I love you, but you're an acquired taste.
Yeah, but maybe millions of people will acquire it.
There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so maybe you don't have to go on I'm a Celebrity because maybe you will get lucky some other way. Because...
Horseshit alert.
The planets of Jupiter and Neptune are aligning this week. And they are aligning in their most auspicious meeting place in the constellation of Pisces. I don't know what any of this means. Where they are most at home. This last happened in 1856 and won't happen again until 2188.
And what does it mean?
Really, really, really lucky.
For everybody?
Yes!
But how can I be lucky if everyone else is lucky? Luck, by definition, means someone else has to be unlucky, doesn't it? I bet on Queen's Park Rangers to go up to the Premier League next season as champions, and I put £1,000, and I could probably get 300 to 1 on it now.
Yeah.
And Is it going to happen? What about all the Nottingham Forest fans or the Fulham fans who bet on their team?
I know, it's regret bringing this up.
No, it's fine. Defend it. The whole point of this is so I can say mock you for believing in horoscopes.
I honestly can't.
Are you saying that as a Taurian, you don't really hold with this?
As a Taurian, I'm very likely to back down from any domestic confrontation, yes. So I think I'm not, I don't think I can really.
As a Leo, I'm going to not let it go.
Very occasionally, as a very slightly bullying Taurian, I bully Ben, who as a Libra is quite prone to getting
pissed. As a Leo, I eat both of you when you piss me off.
I send Ben things about his star sign that I think are hilarious.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have a private correspondence with
Yes,
Ben?
Yes, we do, yeah.
Is that what you're doing on your little phone all the time, twiddling away?
No, I'm doing my card order. Sorry, we're getting massively off topic. I don't know.
Wait, no, well, yeah, with other ones, what about...
Oh, wait, hang on a second. Is your piece about Petri dish caviar? Which sounds so delicious.
I don't even know about it.
Okay, so. Some scientists from the firm Caviar Biotech have managed to grow...
What have they managed to do? They're called Caviar Biotech.
Yeah.
Have they managed... Do they make sofas?
Have they managed to turn a dog into some caviar? Do they make t-shirts?
Christ, dog shit into caviar. Two problems. Carry a little green bag, harvest it, but...
No, stop.
No, but just with some chopped egg and onions.
Stop.
Little blini. Mmm, nammy.
So this is quite interesting.
What have they done? They've made lab-grown caviar.
They've lab-grown beluga caviar, I think. Because if they haven't grown beluga caviar, then who cares? Because any old caviar, you can just get.
The Ossietra that we have at Christmas, I pay about.
No, I mean lumpfish caviar. I mean like caviar you can get.
Beluga is just like the biggest, palest eggs in the kind of Ossietra.
Because caviar is not, caviar in itself is not particularly a luxury thing. You can just get salmon roe, lumpfish caviar. You can get caviar. Expensive caviar.
You mean sturgeon caviar, not beluga then.
Exactly.
So that's caviar. Those lumpfish roes aren't. So lumpfish roe, salmon roe, Ikura, they call it in Japanese.
Are they not technically caviar?
No. Those are just fish roe. Caviar is where it comes from, a sturgeon. There's various different qualities and stuff, and beluga's the best. But, the point about... let me have a look at the story.
Sure.
Because the point is you don't have wild caviar anymore. That stopped in, what does it say here, 2000 and... Well, it doesn't tell you, but...
Why? Because it's mean.
Because they fished it to extinction. They used dynamite fishing, Caspian Sea.
Oh dear.
And they just... It was basically Russia and Iran were the people who had the lock on it, not the people with the best reputation for sort of managing their environment.
Animal management.
So they just... The moment the price has gone up, they use dynamite, split, splat, kill all fish, harvest, and they're all gone. So now they farm caviar, but it's still quite expensive. It's still 700 quid a kilo for the sort of Ossietra that we have at Christmas. Right. And it looks to me like what they're trying to do here... Ken Benning, the founder of Caviar Biotech, says, we have the exact same cell that turns into caviar, and we're going to grow that in a liquid instead of inside a fish. And therefore you...
Both sounds disgusting.
The boat worthy is disgusting, but it's going to remove the animal welfare element from the fish, and it's going to make it incredibly cheap. The technology could see more caviar created in a 300 square meter room than is produced globally every year, like a massive room full of blackfish eggs.
I wonder though, because it does raise the question, is caviar actually nice or is it not nice?
If you could buy it in a kilo tub for a pound from Lidl.
Like hummus.
And he was endlessly going off in the back of the fridge with a big poik it out, get some more in. And you were making it, when you made a caviar omelette, it was mostly caviar because that's cheaper than a normal egg.
But it does, it begs the question about other expensive...
The McCaviar slathered over your thing.
KF caviar.
Yeah, all the kebab shops instead of they have massive caviar elephant legs carving off chili sauce, not chili sauce. You want salad? No, man, just fucking slash the caviar. Just all the vomit outside the pubs will be black because everyone's just been hooning the caviar down. And like caviar crisps, a pack of caviar fries.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, exactly.
Because I would personally contend that caviar is delicious.
Right.
So although it's a false market and why it's remained so expensive when farmed, I don't know. It's like a diamond. Is a diamond pretty?
Yeah.
It's not actually prettier than a cubic zirconia, is it? But
not
it's just
really,
it's a controlled market.
I mean, anything that you have to look at a magnifying glass to check if it's real or not, I say, listen, the naked eye is good enough.
Much like a penis. If you have to look at it through a magnifying glass, it's probably not worth having.
Did you see the story that 70% of people thought that if they took their driving test,
they'd fail,
they'd pass? And that went up with age, and like 81% of 65 plus drivers thought they would definitely
pass.
Who
on earth wouldn't your driving test is the easiest thing in the whole world.
No, but
I do so much better in my driving test.
Your driving is terrible.
Driving is not terrible.
You coast around the corner on the clutch. You go around corners
not
in
anymore,
neutral.
Because I've got an automatic car.
So it's a manual. Anyone, a monkey could pass in an automatic car. Passing a manual test.
I could. Oh my God, of course I could pass a manual test in my car. I would be like, wait, I would get full marks.
But what about... But
reversing around a corner, answering all his stupid questions.
Could you reverse around a corner?
Yeah, of course I can.
Only because you've got a car that goes, me, 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 me.
No, I could reverse around a corner in the Ford Fiesta with no bleepy thing.
Really?
Yes.
But I don't
Do you think you couldn't?
What? I think I could.
Of course I could.
I obviously could, I'm just saying you couldn't.
Why could I not pass my driving test?
I'm thinking about all the things that I've learned since I passed my driving. So I was wondering, you could write a column about, like, oh, you know, not only could I pass my test, but I'm a so much better driver. Here's all the other things I've learned.
Yes.
Like, for example, when merging at a width restriction on a dual carriageway, never indicate because you lose the element of surprise. You know what I'm saying? When you are
trying to perform an illegal manoeuvre on a one-way street, simply reverse up the one-way street.
Because
it pulls the cameras.
Yeah, because when they guys go to look at the CCTV, they'll assume the time code's running backwards, because what kind of fucking lunatic would reverse up a one-way
the
street? And if they do send you a ticket, contest it on that basis. What are you saying? I reversed up a one-way street just because I left a bit late on the school run because I fancied a boiled egg. What kind of a fucking nutter do you think that would be? What about the fact that no one is confident? You can't turn a corner with your hands at 10 to 2.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's the thing you have to do in your driving test. Mm. But you can't. Where do your elbows go when you're turning at 10 to 2? You can't. That's why they make those little diddly things that you can stick on the steering wheel so you can go round and round without, you know?
You just palm it.
You just palm it round and round. Have you ever seen James Bond with his hands at 10 to 2?
No.
That'd be quite a good column.
Okay, so please put me out of my misery. I want to know, what did you...
That one, for fuck's sake!
Did you?
Yes!
Oh!
Oh my God, dearie me, slow as a...
Oh dear, oh, for Fend.
Yeah, for Fend, you had that whole opportunity. Isn't that obviously the one I've done?
Well, the others were so good. Like, I'm really sad that you didn't do the one at the beginning that I liked so much.
What we should have done is not revealed it and said, readers, can you guess? Tweet us at... No, that's stupid. So yeah, so I have actually, for all that, I've written a column on this story of the older you get, the more confident you are that you would pass your driving test.
Yeah.
Here's why. Here's all the things that I've learned.
Yeah, I think that's a very good one.
Is that funny?
Yeah, it's going to be
funny. I hope so.
I haven't
yet phoned Roland Watson, the comment editor, to say, is it okay if I write about that?
Just send him this
podcast. If he goes no, it's like our Easter.
No, but it's not fun because you've got that really good one about contesting the party PCN.
I don't want to write anything. It's Easter now.
I know. All right. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
I hope the Easter Bunny brings you
chocolate.
The chocolates that you want. Exactly. Maybe with caviar and stuff.
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran Has No Idea. You can listen to us on the Times Radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.